Today is the 15th of November, 2011. You know, the birth of Jesus Christ is a very beautiful story. To think about how that Jesus Christ was born as a little baby, and he came from heaven. He came down, the Holy Ghost impregnated Mary, and Jesus Christ came forth as a little baby. That is an amazing thing. It's just hard for us to even fathom. And in the first chapter of Matthew, it goes through the genealogy, and it says in the 16th verse, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ." And it says, read verse 18.
"Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost."
Now, if we go on down to the second chapter, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, we know the story about Herod and how that the wise men circumvented and did not do what Herod told them to do. He wanted to kill Jesus, and that, because they didn't do what he told them to do, that resulted in the death of all the firstborn children. Now, let's go back to the second chapter of Luke. It says there were in the days of there were in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zechariah. And we know the story of Zechariah and how that this kind of comes forth with the story about the incarnation of Jesus Christ. We can look down in the 26th verse. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." Verse 28.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 1, I'm sorry.
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
"And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation that should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Verse 32.
"He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now, we know that in the second chapter of Luke is the very well-known story of the birth of Jesus, but the interesting thing is Zechariah said, he being filled with the Holy Ghost, verse 67 of chapter 1, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. And he hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spake by the mouth of the holy prophets, which had been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. And then he goes on and read verse 76.
And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord, prepare his ways.
He's speaking of his son, John the Baptist. And now, it says in the second chapter of Luke, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made with Cyrenius, when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Verse 4.
Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto that city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David,
to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought first her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child.
All they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told unto them.
Now we know that we can go back in the Old Testament and we can see the prophets foretelling of this coming of Jesus Christ and that he would be born of a virgin. We can go back and see that. And but when Jesus came, the Jewish people were not ready to receive him at all. And but that particular time was a very, very magnificent time when Jesus was born. Because he came down from heaven. He came down from the courts of heaven and he was born in Bethlehem, a town that didn't have any kind of renowned name to it or any. It was just a little old town, kind of like the towns around here, like Weatherby or Maysville or Cameron. It wasn't anything significant. And it's amazing to me how that God chose the little town of Bethlehem in a little manger not any fancy hotel or anything like that, but in a little manger, to bring forth his only begotten Son into the world. Now, I want to go back to the second chapter of Luke again. It says, verse 7, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes." Can you imagine? Wrapped him in swaddling clothes, the creator of the universe, laid him in a manger. Mangers, stall for animals, food, because there was no room for them in the inn. And another thing I've often found amazing is the fact that the angel of the Lord showed himself to the shepherds out in the field. He didn't go into Jerusalem to the religious leaders. He went out into the fields of the shepherds. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. And God the Father chose to show this great shepherd of the sheep first to the shepherds. And it says in verse 8, "And there was in that same country shepherds abiding the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Jesus, the great shepherd of his sheep, keeps watch over his flock. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. The shepherds were afraid. They'd never seen anything like this in their life. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." What a remarkable message to the shepherds. Jesus Christ was born in the world for them. For them. "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Well, notice how quickly the shepherds, it says, verse 16, they came with haste. They came with haste. Quickly they came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And they went around and told everybody they could about it. According to the 17th chapter, it says that when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. So, even though we don't celebrate Christmas, we do recognize the significance of the magnificent event of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we also recognize the significance of the fact that the angels showed themselves to the shepherds were shown Jesus Christ before anyone else, before even the wise men. A lot of those, you know, plays and stuff, you dramas you see in churches where you have the wise men and the shepherds all together, that is not even historically correct. The wise men didn't come along for a long time after Jesus Christ was born. But they did come along and they offered gifts unto Jesus Christ. You know, gold and frankincense and myrrh. But the significance of this story is that Jesus Christ came into this world conceived of by the Holy Ghost and was born of a virgin woman, Mary. That, how people say, how can that even be possible? How could she be a virgin and still be pregnant? Well, she was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. And the other thing that's significant about this is that that Jesus Christ was not born in a capital city. He wasn't born in Rome or Jerusalem or any of the big cities at that time. He was born in a little Bethlehem, a little out-of-the-way place. And because that was the place at that time where people in that area were going to pay their taxes, all the hotels and motels were filled up. Joseph and Mary couldn't even find a room. They couldn't find any place. Joseph was concerned because he knew that Mary was about ready to give birth to this baby. Can you imagine that plight to be in? Knowing you had the responsibility of a woman who was about ready to give birth to a baby and no place to go. But God had already ordained, foreordained, decreed that Jesus should be born in a manger, in a stable. And I can picture that. I can picture Jesus Christ, a little baby, being born in a stable with animals around, sheep and cattle and probably donkeys. And then we see this historical account where these shepherds show up. Can you imagine what Mary and Joseph must have thought when all these shepherds started showing up in this manger where she'd just given birth to Jesus Christ? This must have given them great joy, because this really validated what they had already been told by the angel was going to happen. And I wonder what Jesus Christ must have looked like as a little baby. Jesus Christ was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He created all things, and by Him all things consist. And here He is laying in a little manger. Can you even fathom that? The Creator of the universe laying in a manger with animals around Him and some lowly shepherds coming to see Him. I'm sure the smell smelled like animals. Hay and straw and all that. God has an unusual way of demonstrating Himself to His creation, doesn't He? So that's the thought tonight about the magnificent birth of Jesus Christ.
I have two songs, okay. Actually three songs. Do you have a song too?
I have one song, and I'll have to look it up. Mom, we go ahead and sing yours, and maybe I can find it while we're looking it up.
I have three songs.
Okay, go ahead.
First one is 125.
125.
This is out of the old school hymnal.
Okay.
From the Baptist hymnal.
All right, 125. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my healing glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. More wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams.
I love to tell the story. It did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat. But see, each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungry and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when it sees the glory, I sing the new song. 'Twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and His love.
Okay, well, I would like to sing Shepherds heard the angels singing, peace on earth, goodwill to men. For the Christ, the Prince and Savior, He is born in Bethlehem. For He came, the Savior came, He will save us by His grace. Then our troubles will be over when we see Him face to face. In the manger low and humble, where the blessed babe was found, by the shepherd's faithful number, angels worship Him with song. Holy, holy is the manger, sacred place the Lord was born. Lord of glory, blessed Savior, let the saints all join the song. Sing with angels, hallelujah, sing a song and praise His name. Sing the song of heavenly glory, for He came, our Savior came. For He came, the Savior came, He will save us by His grace. Then our troubles will be over when we see Him face to face. 120, actually, 436 and 126.
Okay, 426.
436.
436.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how He left His home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, singing with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that was astray. Through His loving arms around me, drew me back into His way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me, faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone, and fears possessed me, but He freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrows pass, I often tread. But the Savior still is with me, by His hand I'm safely led. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then He'll bear me safely over, where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, singing with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea.
The 126.
126.
My last hymn song, the hymnal tonight.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in the story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love, pay the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Let's sing 124.
I just want to say I'm a Christian.
Yeah, well, that's
you
good.
You profess to be one too?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Wild shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all his elect, to you and all his elect. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swathing bands, and in a manger laid, and in a manger laid. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease. Begin and never cease.
Let's sing 115.
It's good to praise God.
Yes.
Always in song, you know, in names right. Like this.
Hail the blessed morning, the great mediator, down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds go worship the babe in the manger, lo, for his guard the bright angels attend. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thy aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer was laid. Cold on his cradle, the dewdrops are shining, low light his bed with the beast of the stall. Angels adore him in slumber reclining, wise men and shepherds before him do fall. Say, shall we heal him in costly devotion, odors of Eden, offerings divine, gems from the mountain and pearls from the ocean, myrrh from the forest and gold from the mine. Lay at his feet we in humble prostration, lose all our troubles and sorrow and strife. There we receive his divine consolation, flowing and fresh from the fountain of life. He is our friend in the midst of temptation, faithful supporter whose love cannot fail, rock of our refuge and hopes of salvation, light to direct us through death's gloomy veil. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer was laid.
I skipped a verse, I guess, but anyway. That will be all for this evening. Dear Lord, we pray you would take this message about your birth and the story of Jesus and use it for your glory, we pray in your name. Amen.
Lord, be with us tonight. Thank you for the blessings you've given us. We love you. Amen.
Amen.